I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Britain for a visit that includes meeting with the royal family, a state dinner, and talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. Britain's Queen Elizabeth greeted Trump and his wife Melania after they arrived at Buckingham Palace by helicopter Monday. After a welcoming ceremony that included a 41-gun salute, the Trumps headed inside for lunch with the Queen. Trump's visit comes as Britain is in the midst of political turmoil. May announced last month she'll be resigning after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her and told reporters late Sunday he may meet with Johnson and pro-Brexit politician Nigel Farage while he's in London. Officials in Afghanistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a minibus carrying government employees in Kabul Monday, killing at least five people and injuring 10 others. Eyewitness Ahmad Shah described the scene. He says he saw 5 to 7 bodies on the street, some dead and others wounded. Others were still inside the bus. The deadly attack on the capital occurred on the eve of the annual Eid al-Fitr festivities that mark the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. The violence comes as the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, visits the region. He's scheduled to hold a fresh round of peace talks in Qatar with Qatar-based envoys of the Taliban insurgency in a bid to end Afghanistan's 17-year war. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. The violence came shortly after the UN called on Taliban insurgents and Afghan security forces to cease hostilities. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is demanding that Syria, Russia, and Iran stop bombing the hell out of Idlib province in Syria. Trump said in a late Sunday tweet that the bombings are indiscriminately killing many innocent civilians. In comments to reporters at the White House Sunday, he noted his call last year for Syria and its allies to avoid an all-out offensive in Idlib due to humanitarian concerns. An Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot, according to Syrian state media. The attack on the T4 airbase in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. Israel did not comment on the attack on the airbase, but said its strikes in Golan were a response to Saturday night rocket fire into Israel from Syria. At least 9 people have been killed and several injured as government troops attempt to disperse a sit-in protest in central Khartoum, Sudanese medical sources and an opposition doctors' committee said. Explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard on Monday as Sudanese security forces moved on the site of the protest outside the defense ministry. Just hours earlier, Sudanese security forces halted a protest by journalists demanding freedom of the press in central Khartoum over authorities last week shutting down the office of Qatar's state broadcaster Al Jazeera. The Sudanese journalist network Adil Ibrahim says they organized the protest in response to the military last week ordering the closing of Al Jazeera's Khartoum office without a stated reason.
We think it is a crime against their rights to work, the rights of freedom of speech, and I think it is a very, very, very bad decision.
The Sudanese Journalist Network is part of an alliance of professional organizations that has led the demonstration since April against military rule. U.S. and Mexican teams launched talks in Washington this week to discuss immigration and President Trump's latest tariff threat. U.S. President Trump says he is really okay proceeding with his threat to impose tariffs on Mexican goods unless Mexico does more to cut the number of Central American migrants reaching the border. NATO is ready to welcome North Macedonia as its 30th member after the country ended a decades-long dispute with Greece, Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Monday. In February, Skopje signed a protocol that could see the former Yugoslav Republic become the alliance's 30 member if the move is ratified by all 29 NATO allies. 14 of them have ratified it so far. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the